Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Hello. Can you all hear me? Hello. I think we may be having some technical difficulties here. Let me try again. And if you did get disconnected, please call back in, okay? We're having just a few technical difficulties, but let me see if we have Denise. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, great. I lost you earlier as I lost a few other calls, but how are you?
I'm doing well.
Happy Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's been a good week all week.
Absolutely. Well, listen, just so excited. Of course, this is the first Sunday after the historic election day. And wanted to ask you, where were you? And how did you feel when President-elect Obama was named to be our next president?
This is so funny. It's interesting because, you know, for me, Donna, I was here at the house all night. I had to work late on Tuesday. And so I would call my sister and ask her, okay, what's going on? Where are the votes? What's going on? And when I first called, well, I don't have anything yet. Second time I called, she told me what the scoring was. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call you when I get on the road. I got here and I started looking at the TV. And right before the 270 votes came in, I had fallen asleep.
Wow. So when you woke up, you must have been ecstatic to see.
Well, my sister called me, mm-hmm. and I answered the phone. She was screaming and overjoyed, and I was like, what, okay, you know. And then I got overexcited as well. But
sure.
Still a very historic moment. Very proud, very happy, just overjoyed and relieved as well, because this was one of the longest running campaigns that I can remember.
It was rather intense, too.
And where were you, Donna?
Actually, I was home, and, you know, I already knew that he would win, but I was just curious to see the different states, you know, what their reply was going to be in terms of whether, you know, they were red or blue states. So I was at home, and I was just so excited. I was just so ready for them to go ahead and make that announcement, which they did at 11 o'clock, Eastern time. And I was just so full. I almost couldn't react because it was almost like, you know, being in a fog, like, wow, this is finally over.
And this really happened, you know?
Yes, and you know, of course, I start thinking of all the different terms that, you know, I could use to describe him, of course, especially when it comes to etiquette. And, of course, everything has to do with etiquette, and I start thinking that, you know, this man is just so gracious and courteous and civil and encouraging and motivating and kind and gentle and likable.
Absolutely.
There's so many different terms. And then I thought, you know, what a great role model for young men, especially African-American young men. So I was just ecstatic, just really, really ecstatic. But I'm going to go to our first caller and get an idea of what they thought and what happened. Caller, can you hear me? It's 1624, the extension. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. We're so excited to just hear from you. Where were you when you got the word that President Obama was crowned king?
Oh, wow.
Because that's what it seems like.
My back had went out, and I was not one of the earlier voters. Like Tuesday, and I'm like, I'd be doggone if I'm not going to be part of history. So I got up, and my husband helped me go, and I voted. And then I came back home because I couldn't go anywhere else. And I was actually laying in the bed, and I was watching it. And it was just, right to this day, it's like so very much unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's a wonderful thing. You know, it does make me feel very, very proud. There's a lot of pride there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's amazing to see how everyone came together. Everyone is actually ready for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's ready for a change. I mean, you saw all nationalities, all religions. You saw everyone is ready for this. So, you know, I think it's wonderful, and it is seriously, of course, something that's going to go down in history books.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. Were you able to get a newspaper?
Oh, gosh, I got so many of those. It's pathetic. I got newspapers,
nice.
I got magazines, I've got it all,
it
because I have a 3-year-old granddaughter, and by the time she gets up, what's going to actually happen is it's going to seem normal, you know, because everything, there will be a change, but I want her to know this is actually when it changed. It was actually this date, and you can read it and you can see it because, you know, it, of course, by the time she's 18 or 15 years, things will definitely have changed. So I just think that it's wonderful.
When I asked you if you got a paper, because it was so difficult to find a newspaper last week, or Tuesday, or Wednesday rather, I mean, I don't know anyone that I spoke with that was able to find a newspaper. They were just all sold out. And
I didn't get one either.
Yeah, it was just incredible. It was just amazing. So today I went to 3 different places, and the last place I went to find a paper, there were like 2 that were just kind of looked like somebody had picked through it, and there was one that looked to be intact, but it was really smaller. And I asked the clerk, I said, "Is this the full paper?" And he said, "Oh, yes." And I said, "Okay." So I was actually glad to get that because they're certainly keepsakes, and I was just so happy to get it because it almost looked as though I would not have an opportunity to get a paper again. So,
right.
But,
because what I had to do is I sent my husband out. He went out about 6 o'clock, 5, probably like 5 in the morning, I think, and that's how we were able to grab those papers real quickly.
Wow.
So, but
yes,
I know you guys have a rest of the show because this is so exciting. I really want to hear everyone else and how they're feeling on.
Sure. Well, we'll
on this history.
Yes, we'll welcome you to stay on with us. We are going to go ahead and grab another caller. Caller, looks like, let's see, 1856. Extension 1856. Caller, are you there? Okay, we will go back to that caller. We are having some technical difficulties, but to no avail. We will try another line. Let's go to line 4. Extension 8656. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi,
What is Etiquette Anyway? How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And we're talking about where were you? How did you feel? What did you think? How did you react? What did you observe? Are those enough questions to throw at you in regards to President-elect Obama?
I actually was at home and I watched was watching the election on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I was very excited when I saw that he won.
Mm-hmm.
It made it even better that he had won by so much.
Sure.
You know, because I'm completely against a lot of the things that McCain was for. And I don't know, I'm just very excited.
Sure. Now, what's your name, where you're calling from?
Oh, I'm Dawn from Cleveland.
Okay, great. Well, it was certainly a historical time, and it's just amazing. Do you have children?
Yes.
How did they react, or how did they feel, or did you all discuss what was going on, or are they of age to, you know, kind of know what's going on, or?
Yeah, she's actually 10,
okay.
And they, you know, she learned a lot about it at school, and they had a little a voting thing at school, and she made signs and hung them on the door, and so she was really excited.
Wow.
She wasn't up to watch the whole election, but the next morning she was really excited.
That is great. And that's one thing I did notice, that a lot of the schools, they had what were called mock elections. And these children were just really, they were so knowledgeable about the voting process, and, you know, they were able to cast their votes. I had went to one school, and it was just so amazing to see all the children, they had on their I voted stickers. And so I thought that was really neat, and, you know, just what a historical time, even though that they are not, you know, 18 and cannot, you know, actually vote, they still had an opportunity to understand the process and to be able to cast their own vote. So No, go right ahead.
No, I don't. I actually don't even really remember them going through that much with when I was young.
Sure.
The way they do now.
Right. I cannot remember. I can't remember doing that at all. Denise, what about you?
No, we didn't. I don't even know if we talked much about it even in school. You know, there was an election. Your parents voted, and, you know, a day or so you knew that that was the next president. So I think I got all of mine when I was in high school, all the information, and as I got older, you know, talking to people. But I think with the children going through this so early, hopefully that will instill in them to vote when they turn 18 and help others to understand the process as well.
I think that is just wonderful. And I mentioned on the show last week that I was so impressed by this little boy that was standing behind me, he and his mom, when I went to vote, and he was 5 years of age. And for those of you that may not have tuned in on last week, this young man said, I'm not voting for McCain. And I said, you aren't? I said, well, who are you voting for? And he said, I can't tell you. And I said, you can, but you told me who you are voting for. And he said, well, no, I can't tell you. And I'm not voting for that girl. So I said, you know, since I'm a girl, I thought, is it that girl or a girl? And he said, I'm not voting for that girl. So I said, okay, I felt a little better. And so I wasn't offended with him talking about maybe that it's just a girl, period. But it was just really, and he was five. And, you know, he actually knew what was going on. He knew who was running. He may have forgotten her name, but he knew that she was a female, was, you know, McCain's running mate. So I was just really impressed. But, you know, I certainly do commend the school systems for really, really, you know, teaching the children about the voting process. And like you said, Denise, I think, too, that learning this early, they're going to always be really inquisitive about it. And then by the time they turn 18, they'll almost be like pros, you know, as they go to the polls. And I think it's wonderful. It is just absolutely incredible. And Dawn, I certainly thank you for, you know, for calling and sharing that with
thanks
us.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. And please do feel free to call back again.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And you're welcome to stay with us if you'd like. I'm going to go ahead and pull another caller on, then we're going to go to some of the emails. Okay, let's see if I can pull. Okay, hello, caller. It looks like 1856 are the last four digits. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, looks like we may. 1856, I'm just going to say if you cannot hear me, please hang up and call back. Obviously, there's something still going on with some of our lines, and I do apologize for that. We will try to come back. We will try to come back to her. Now, I want to go to one of the emails we just received a moment ago, and it just says, "Etiquette Lady, I usually don't send emails. I never thought in my lifetime I would see this, but I'm glad I did. Hope has arrived. God bless him and his family. Dorothy Coleman, senior citizen from Gainesville, Georgia." Wow. and I'm sure a lot of seniors. I would love to hear from some additional seniors out there just to, you know, get your take on and how you felt when this happened as well. And I think, Denise, you may have, do you have any emails as well?
Yes, I do. I have one. Now, this one was earlier in the week. It says, I am a freshman in college and have recently been interested in politics. I don't get it. Why do candidates try to demean each other in their advertising? I think it is rude, and it makes me not want to vote. What am I to do?
Mm.
Veronique from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Wow. That is a great one. And, of course, since we're talking about etiquette, it is really interesting that it comes down to, especially, it usually seems like the last few weeks, especially where they really turn up the rudeness and start flinging mud, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And why this takes place, I really don't know. But, yes, it can be very disenchanting. I do agree with what was the writer's name again?
Veronique.
Okay, I do agree, and it does. It's disheartening, but if you kind of look at it, not that it's right or not that it's the courteous thing to do, unfortunately, it happens, and it happens very frequently. And so just kind of putting that aside and then letting the issues really overweigh what we actually see in terms of advertising, because you know, a lot of times, even with the advertising, it's sometimes almost like false advertising because they're not always true when the candidates are slamming each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, you know, the information is false. So if we can just really sort of have tunnel vision and really be able to understand that, you know, this is just something that happens. Unfortunately, is it right? Is it proper? Is it courteous? The answer is no to all of those questions. But if we can just stay focused, you know, on the issues and who we actually believe, then that will allow us to set aside our feelings regarding that and to be able to vote for the best person. But unfortunately, that's a great, great email. But unfortunately, you know, that happens, and it happens in every election. And it doesn't matter to what magnitude the election is. You know, even some of the local races, you see it, and it just seems to really, you know, get really, really turned up the end toward the end, you know, of that period, and it's just not good. And thank you so much for that.
You know, one of the ladies was talking about how everybody was voting for Obama, and actually they gave some statistics last week, and I don't recall exactly all of the statistics on who voted for him, but it was quite overwhelming to hear that, you know, not only I think it was 95% of blacks voted for him, 60-something percent was white female, another 60-something was whites in general, and then he had a good bit of the Hispanic vote.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that that said a lot about the American people and where their thought process is in this election and how they want the United States to be. Because, you know, Donna, in reading and listening to the news, a lot of times a lot of people overseas don't perceive the United States as being a very nice place to be right now. We're bullies. We're in their face. And I think, you know, most people are ready for a more calm and a more positive place for the United States. I think that goes along with etiquette. And I, you know, you said some things about Obama actually earlier about how all of his attributes and the manners and etiquette contributed to his campaign. And if those attributes stay, then I think that the U.S. will change definitely and become a more positive looked at place for everybody.
Exactly, and he's just such a message of hope and encouragement, and
and
people need that right now. They absolutely need that. We're going to pick up another caller, extension 9734. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello, can you
Good
hear me?
Good evening.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. You're talking about etiquette at the polls.
Exactly, and just wanting to know if you were one of the ones that may have gone out on Super Tuesday to vote and, you know, what you may have encountered, your observations, and then also where were you and how did you feel when President-elect Obama was actually confirmed as being our next president?
Okay. At 6:45 a.m., I arrived at the poll in my community,
mm-hmm.
and there were about maybe 50 people in line ahead of me, people that had been there since 5 that morning.
Mm-hmm.
We got in and we got out, and it was just joy in the line. Nobody was upset about anything. Everybody was talking and laughing and
mm-hmm.
just sharing, and even babies were out toddling around that early in the morning before day.
Sure.
And everyone was courteous. I don't know if they heard your show or not, but they truly were courteous.
I think we have a little to do with that. How about that?
Okay. And then, of course, waiting the whole day from being up from 5 in the morning and then waiting to hear at the end. I fell asleep just before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
When I woke up, everybody was... So I said, well, I already had a peace about it. You know, I had a calm about the whole thing, and I just knew in my heart that he was going to win because he did not run a negative campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sling mud. It wasn't nasty, you know, and he maintained that throughout the whole campaign process.
Mm-hmm.
And, just went on right back to sleep because I knew he was the new president.
Sure.
So the feeling was good.
Yeah, that was just, it was just, oh gosh, it was wonderful. But like you said, yeah, I think I felt that peace too. It was just so great. And I'm sorry, I didn't ask you your name and where you're calling from.
This is Jean, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for sharing. It was in such a historical time, and and I tell you, the family, just the first family, what a first family we will have. I mean, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, the children and Michelle. I mean, it's just incredible. She's so regal, and what a role model for a family.
Absolutely.
For
the
United States. I mean, just absolutely wonderful, and I'm just really excited. Well, wow, I see that we are running out of time again. They say that, what is it, time moves when you're having fun, or what is it? It's something like that.
Wow.
Time flies.
<Yeah.
laughs> That's right. Time flies when you're having fun. And I want to, again, thank all the callers that called in. I want to, although we did not have an opportunity to get to all the emails, we did answer what we had time for, and we thank you so much. And we certainly invite you to listen every week and to call in or send us an email. We always like to hear from you. And I want you to once again remember that the first rule of etiquette is the golden rule. And, of course, you probably learned this in Sunday school, and that's just do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or treat others the way you want to be treated. And that comes from Matthew 7:12. And as I'd like to remind you each week, to feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and be the best you can be. And in doing so, how about performing at least one random act of kindness a day? Okay, and before you know it, you will be performing random act of kindness and treating people just so nicely every single week, okay? Thanks again for tuning in to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again on next Sunday at the same time, 7:30 p.m. We apologize for our technical difficulties we had today, but please do. We'll talk to you on next week. Good night, take care, and God bless.